You're listening to the Build Assets Online Podcast. Learn how you can build a diverse and sustainable income online from two brothers who actually do it. Now here are your hosts, Mike and Joe.
Hey again, guys. I'm Joe. This is my brother, Mike. We're from buildassetsonline.com, and we're coming back at you with another episode about what else other than internet marketing subjects. In this episode, we're going to be covering dropshipping advertising and why you should never use Facebook ads. I know that's different than a lot of stuff that you're going to see on YouTube and online, but I promise you it's not clickbait or anything like that. We honestly hardly ever use Facebook ads for our dropshipping store. Then if we do, it's definitely not the first place we go to. We only use it for retargeting. So let's get right into it. Mike, why are Facebook ads a terrible idea for your dropshipping store?
So first off, I think it's important that people understand the difference between query-based marketing and intent-based marketing. So, query versus interest-based. So with the query-based marketing, people are searching something, say, on Quora or on Google, and they're looking for a direct answer to their problem, their question, etc. Interest-based marketing, you're trying to show up in front of a bunch of people who share a similar interest or demographic or some sort of similarity, you know, with your product or with your offer. And so for 99% of people starting out to embark on Facebook ads and try to make them work and make money from that, you know, that Facebook ads is interest-based marketing, right? Because if you're selling, say, you know, a dog collar, you're going to find people on Facebook who own German Shepherds, right? And you're going to have a German Shepherd dog collar that you're going to sell. And you have to take these people from not knowing who you are. You need to interrupt them with your offer and then, you know, somehow make a profit out of that. And so to learn that whole sequence, it's actually very advanced. And really only the best marketers are the ones who can do it successfully. And, you know, we know people who've wasted thousands of dollars trying to make Facebook ads work.
Thousands. Yeah. Thousands. Thousands. You have no idea. One of actually our people are, I want to say, you know, business partners, someone that we actually own a dropshipping store with. You know, he happens to be a little younger. He's smart, hard worker, but for some reason he sees this AliExpress Facebook ads thing as if it's like he's never made a single dollar doing it. He's lost thousands of dollars, but he keeps trying. And not really funny, but it's kind of funny. I mean, meanwhile, his dropshipping store, The Ads With Us, is making him, you know, $10,000-$15,000 a month. But he's just throwing it at these Facebook ads, not making a dollar.
Anyway. Yeah, and you know, you invest in coaching, you invest in all this. And it's really something that's only for the most experienced marketers who know how to craft an offer. They know how to make money on the back end. They know how to do all these things and really nurture a lead from just first being interrupted with your product to making that initial sale and then being able to make more money on the back end with them. And so when it comes down to what we do for our dropshipping stores, you know, we would never sell something like a dog collar, right? It's more likely, you know, we would sell a more expensive product in the pet niche. Say like, I think they're called like dog runs. They're like fences that,
say, like an obstacle course.
Yeah, like a dog, an obstacle course, right?
Yeah.
You're going to spend, you know, a couple hundred bucks trying to buy an obstacle course for your dog. Yeah. And people are going to be looking for that type of stuff. It's query-based marketing. So someone's going to come and they're going to search dog obstacle course. Yeah. And guess what? We're going to show up. And there's already, with the whole idea of query-based marketing, everything's already established, right? For interest-based marketing, you need to go and you need to figure out, okay, who's going to want to buy this product that has these, you know, have these interests. And you need to nurture them down the funnel. People are searching for dog obstacle courses. They already want it. And so all you need to do is show up in front of them, have a good looking website, have, you know, a good price based on the other stuff in the market. And you're going to naturally just get sales. Even if you don't really know what you're doing, if you can show up for the right keywords, there are people who are looking to buy. So
I think, to be clear, I mean, you could use query-based marketing to sell a dog collar. But
you could.
In this example, what he's trying to get at is that, you know, if you're using interest-based marketing and you're advertising to people who have a German Shepherd dog and you're trying to sell them a German Shepherd dog collar, what if they don't need a dog collar? Like, how do you know they need a collar? They're not searching for it. I mean, yeah. I'm not going to get a new collar for my dog just for no reason, just because I see it on Facebook. But, you know, the point is that you're much more likely to get a customer if they're looking for it. And, you know, he's bringing up dog obstacle courses, which are, you know, that's probably got a good, much better price point than a dog collar, you know, because, you know, you have a much higher chance to sell to them. So why not go for something that you're actually going to make a decent return on rather than making like $2 from a dog collar. And I've actually tried to sell dog stuff before online. One of my first online stores was trying to sell dog collars and dog outfits from AliExpress, but we'll never talk about that again.
But yeah, the reason I brought up dog obstacle courses was to specify that, you know, while you can try and sell dog collars on Google, you know, it's not a price point that we like to play around with, because the margin that you're going to make on a dog collar is going to be minimal. And so there's really no point. It takes the same effort to sell a dog collar as it does to sell a $1,000 dog obstacle course. And so that's an important distinction. And, you know, if you can just set up a website and get the people who are looking for dog obstacle courses to your site, chances are someone's going to buy it. Even if your website isn't the best, even if your advertising skills aren't the best, even if your back-end customer nurturing skills aren't the best, there's so much more room for error. And even the way that we teach things in our course, you know, there's ways to segment the level of interest even further. So not only dog obstacle course, you know, searches are happening, people are searching for specific brands. So I don't know any dog obstacle course.
So you're getting even tighter on the query. You know, people are searching for it. The more specific you get advertising to someone when they're searching a query, the more likely they are going to buy.
Yeah.
So let's before we move on to what we're going to do instead, I just wanted to touch, and I think we're going to actually do a separate video about this, because something you said sparked something that I think is definitely worth talking about. You know, you keep talking about the back end, and for newer folks, you know, they might not know exactly what that means.
Yeah, exactly.
I think having
that's the problem.
Yeah, I think you know, I mentioned before that you could you know, whether you're doing interest based or query based marketing, if you're going to sell dog collars, you need to have a sophisticated back end. And what that means is that the fact is that you're probably going to break even or lose money on selling that dog collar. But the only reason that you're doing that is to basically get the person's email address. And you know that these people are a paying customer. They buy stuff online. And now you have your email address. You know, you maybe lost a few bucks on the dog collar or you broke even. And now you can market to them indefinitely. So that's the basic premise behind a solid back end. And I think one of the things with low ticket dropshipping, I think we need to do a whole video on low ticket versus high ticket dropshipping. Is because with low ticket, you really need a really, really sophisticated back end to, you know, get the most out of that customer or increase their, I don't remember the acronym, but lifetime customer value, essentially. What's the acronym?
LCV.
Oh, LCV. Yeah, you want to get the most LCV per customer, especially if you're doing low ticket. Yeah. Anyway, so what should we do instead? You know, what should, you know, the folks out there do instead?
So if you already have that dog collar store set up, you may want to consider, you know, what you can sell to these customers already. But if you haven't made that dog collar store yet, it may be in your best interest to start selling something that's more expensive, so you have a higher product margin. And then you can go on Google and find customers who are already looking for that particular product or that particular product type and get in front of them, and you'll make sales.
Yeah, I mean,
no back end necessary, you know, no other fancy stuff. Just it's really the most simple way, and it's still very, very profitable.
Yeah, I mean, if you do have a back end, you know,
all the better.
All the better.
Yeah.
So I mean, when you say get on Google shit, it's basically using Google Ads. I think it's not AdWords anymore, right?
Yeah, it's called Google Ads now. So if you're not familiar with it, you know, whenever you search a sort of product, sometimes you'll see what's called product listing ads. So it'll be the pictures of the product with the pricing that people are paying to be there. They're paying per click. Also, in the first couple of search results, usually there'll be text ads. So for, you know, all intents and purposes, for like, you know, product related keywords, maybe 70 to 80% of what you see before scrolling down is an advertisement. So with selling products online, it really is pay to play. If you want to, you know, have something where you can quit your job or sell your website or, you know, have a real business. And Google is really the best way to do it because these people are searching for stuff. They're trying to buy.
Yeah.
And so it's Google Ads. And yeah. I think it's a much more viable option, especially for those getting started or, you know, if you haven't made your first $100,000 online and really actually learned what it takes to do all these, you know, all these principles that we've kind of glanced over.
Yeah. So, I mean, that about wraps it up. I think we've said it a few times. Final words, go for people that are trying to buy something and sell them what they're trying to buy. You know, don't focus on low ticket products unless you have a sophisticated skill set to build a back end and maximize their lifetime customer value. And that's about it. And we'll see you guys in the next video.
Thanks for watching. If you want to learn the real secrets of how to build wealth online, just like the professionals behind the scenes do it, we've created a free video series called the Online Assets Playbook. Inside, you'll see the actual business models and methods that we use to go from zero to $1 million plus in online assets. So there's very, very few people online who are even talking about this stuff, let alone people who are actually doing this every single day. So
if you want to grab that free course, head on over to buildassetsonline.com/playbook. And there is just a click or two away to sign up.
Thanks for listening to the Build Assets Online podcast. If you've enjoyed the show, don't forget, subscribe, share, and leave us a rating on whatever platform you might be listening from. And if you're ready to learn how to build your own online business portfolio, start now by visiting buildassetsonline.com/playbook. We'll see you in the next episode.